Well, Happy New Year, everybody. It's good to see so many of you awake and alert at this time of day. It tells me you probably didn't party too hard. But if you did, I just want to remind you we have confessions on Saturdays at 3:30 and at 6. It's a great day today, and the first day of the year, to celebrate the wonderful gift that our Mother Mary is and an example that she is to us in our lives. And it's also important that today, on this first day of the year, we take into account what we heard in the readings today, specifically the fact that we are blessed. In the first reading, we heard the great Aaronic blessing of Aaron giving the blessing to the Israelites. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. In the psalm that we proclaim, may the Lord continue to bless us. And it is true that we come together today on this first day of 2014, remembering and accounting all of the great blessings that our God has for us in our lives. It's a good chance to stop and think and reflect on the way that God touched our lives, the way that he blessed us in the last year, and the way that we hope that he blesses us this year. It is an opportunity for us to recount to the Lord how much he has been a part of our lives and how much we want him to continue to remain with us and to be with us in our lives. Also, you know, traditionally in our society and our culture, this is a good day to start making our New Year's resolutions. A day that we set aside to say, look, this is what's going to be different about this year. I think that New Year's resolutions in their essence are good, but I think that we, especially as a Christian community, could do better. A lot of times when we hear about New Year's resolutions, they're so much focused on ourselves, and they're so much focused on how I'm going to improve. But I think that if we were to really sit down and look at our New Year's resolutions, and I think that it's a good practice to do, we need to remember why we're doing what we're doing. For example, if you're saying, I want to lose a bunch of weight this year because I want to look good for the summer, that's probably not the best way to go about the New Year's resolution. But if you say, look, I really need to watch my health, I really need to do some things, make some changes, because I want to be around for a long time for my family, and I want to be as healthy as possible, then that's a better way to look at the resolution. So if we do make resolutions this year, we need to do so with our sight fixed on others. And to not make our resolutions fixed and focused on ourselves and how we are going to be better, how we're going to be happier, but that we're doing it so that it benefits those around us. I think in that way we can use the New Year's resolutions to be better people, to be a better society, to be a better family. Today we celebrate the feast of our Mother of God. That Mary is the Mother of God, and if we were her publicist, we would look back over the course of the month and say, look, this last month, it's all been about the month of Mary. We had the Immaculate Conception on December the 8th. We had the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe on December the 12th. We had the Christmas Day, the Nativity story of Mary conceiving, of Mary giving birth to Jesus and sharing her love with him and for the whole world. And today we celebrate the motherhood of Mary. That Mary, that as we look at her, as we see her, some would say, wow, what did she have to offer? Our society would look at Mary and say she was not the most qualified person to be the Mother of God. But it wasn't society's definition that we were looking at, it was God. It was God who was looking at the qualities and the characteristics that were necessary for the Mother of Jesus. And she found all of those with Mary. She was probably a teenager when she conceived and had Jesus. She probably wasn't all that well educated. But Mary did have a PhD in prayer because she spent her life in prayer, reflecting on the goodness of God in her life. And that's the example that we can use, that we learn from the Mother of God. That Mary knew how to pray. She knew how to be present with our Lord. And it's said in the gospel that Mary quietly reflected on all of these things and held them in her heart. That means that Mary knew. She always had a conversation about all the things that had happened. And Mary probably was in great agony several times throughout her life, especially at the crucifixion. She watched her son die. It's one of the most painful things that any parent has to endure. It's the death of a child. And Mary saw that. Mary witnessed that. But she knew that that suffering and that pain was for a greater cause. She knew that the pain that she had to endure was so that salvation could be known throughout the world. And Mary, we can learn from her example of how she prayed, how she kept those things in her heart, how she reflected on God touching her life. And that's what we aspire to. We want to be like our mother Mary. We want to be like her, who said to God, Lord, I am your handmaid. Let it be done unto me according to your will. Let me follow after you. Let me be faithful to you. Let me do whatever it is that you want me to do, because I know you have a purpose, I know you have a plan, and I know that you have a destiny for me. Our destiny is a little bit different from Mary, because Mary had a specific purpose in her life, but God has a specific purpose for every one of us. And hopefully our end is the same, that we want to go to heaven and be with God forever. We want to be able to spend eternity in the halls of the kingdom of heaven. And we look to our mother Mary because she is the pinnacle of our human race, because we believe that that is where she is. She is spending forever with God in heaven, and she constantly intercedes for us. She prays for us. She looks out for us, and she is always an advocate for us. And so we come before our mother Mary wanting to follow after her example, of wanting to be able to follow the way that she loved, the way that she listened, the way that she followed the example of the Lord's love. So as we continue our prayers today, as we continue today to give praise and glory to God for all of His blessings, the blessings in 2013, the blessings we hope to have in 2014, we ask the Lord to help us to fall deeper in love with Him, to follow the example of our Mother Mary, who was always faithful to God, who was always willing to pray, and who was always willing to reflect on the graces and the blessings that God gave her.